September the something of 2016, was that the most up-to-date, I think?
Actually, we had done...
It had Mike Schofield on there and...
Yeah, we had done some discussion, and I think it was as early as maybe January, after our October meeting, I made some updates again. But
we need to get Sheila Wyatt on there.
I think maybe I already have.
You probably have already got her on there.
Yeah, I don't know that for a fact.
Those were the only edits we had. We didn't have any substantive edits. They were just...
And they asked for another copy. They were going to put it on the website. And there was some kind of discussion about it after that. And I get worn out, I'll be honest with you. I'm just worn out.
Randy, could you check on it for us to see if it's made it to the website? Just
okay.
Drop a note on behalf of the board, if you would, please. They probably have already processed it, but maybe not. It sounds like Rick has gotten it all in order and gotten it to them, so.
I sent it to them, and then there was a discussion about it needed to be in some other format or something. I can't remember what, and I said, well, it's...
It was a Word document, wasn't it?
It was a Word document.
Should have been okay.
I would think there would be anything a whole lot more universal than Microsoft Word if you're...
Well, I would think they could reformat it if that's what they needed to do. I'm not sure. But at any rate, it doesn't matter. At some point, eventually, I just felt like I'd done sufficient to get it to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Randy, you want to start?
I'll check on it and see. The commission was supposed to approve the charter and then get it on the website, correct?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I think this will probably be the first for any of the committees. I don't know of any other committees that are on the website, so this will should set a good precedent, I would think, for things to be done.
And it's only taken us a year and a half, 2-3 years to do it, so
it's taken us longer to get it on the website than it did for us to do it, though. So. About to get there, I think. Sounds like.
Okay. Item 4, our last meeting, we discuss the need to update the priority matrix and talk to Travis about it, whether we add the Eastwood Corridor, whether we have more categories, and translate this lead. We went around. So, Travis, apparently you're ready.
Somewhat. This is kind of the most up-to-date list. This is what I sent you a month ago or whatever, Rick. Towards the bottom there, the projects in development for ranking, the Eastwood Corridor and Transload, those are the two we're planning to add. Did figure out our old contract that we had to do these updates was expired, so I got a new one that I'll probably have to use in the next day or two. So I'll have to get that reapproved by the commission. But the old contract we had in there to do a minimum of 4 at a time just to save costs, so I took that out, so doing 2 at a time is not a big deal. But I want to double check, is there anything else you want to add at this point or update? I think most of the updates we did at the last meeting were minor ones that I've gone ahead and already done. So the only two we're adding, and the transload is going to be in a category by itself, so it's not much of a ranking because it's going to kind of be a standalone project.
David, are any plans for near-term road modifications relevant to Ballparks of America? You know, we've talked about those at one time.
The key word there was near term. The plan is to take Francis Street, which runs on the west side of the ballpark project. Francis comes from 76 now, goes down past the hotels, down in a ditch, and pops back up onto Gretna across from Whitewater's back door. Mm-hmm. Take that on across the expressway, past the new Promised Land Zoo, and tie into the expressway by the amphitheater. And I believe it's in the plans for Parks of America to kick in funds. I think their third year. So they've been open about a year or so, a couple years out from now, that project may materialize. But right now it's just kind of on the list. Okay. But it wouldn't be a Taney County project, it'd be a Branson project. It's all in the city limits, so the city would just do it with ballparks.
Okay. So there's no county roads involved?
No.
You talked about one time a roundabout somewhere over at Gretna or Shepherd of the Hills or something like that for traffic flow into there. And we talked about traffic coming down 248 getting into Ballparks of America.
Where Rosalie comes down now from 76, kind of across from Presley's. It goes down and tees into Gretna at S curve. Talk about making that a roundabout. The ballpark people thought their main entrance would be on the Francis Street side. So right now that roundabout's not on the list either.
The Francis Street's going to come first.
Yeah. It's a $5 or $6 million road. It's pretty pricey. It's a long one.
Well, as soon as something formulates on that, we'll probably be adding it to the list, because it's, we'll know how much congestion there is from this year, mm-hmm. when they've got four parks now ready to go, isn't it?
I believe so.
And I think they've got six planned, but they've got four ready to go. And this will probably be the first year that they really got quite a bit of activity again.
See how bad it gets or how good it goes. Yeah. Rick, the project that is on MoDOT's list, that's your business 65 from the Hollister roundabout through Hollister, is that, that's on here, right?
Well, I was just looking for it, David.
I don't know what it's called.
I think it is item number 7, ranking number 7. Business 65, Highway 76 to North Birch. That's it.
All right. MoDOT's, with Beth sent me an email this morning, said she couldn't make it. They've got their multi-county, multi-year plan, and that project was, it seemed like it was like number 6 on their list, or 7. I can't remember.
It was up there high enough that it has a chance. So.
Item number 10 on here too, the Highway 76 and US 160, that's the roundabout just down here. We had changed it before to grant application submitted. They were going to do the cost share with MoDOT, but that's all been approved and we are designing it now. So I'll update that one to planning and design.
So that would be the only thing that might possibly be coming about if a roundabout right out here. Just kind of I'm assuming that's going to be done with like the bypass lane, but kind of like you said, I'm afraid that traffic's just, it's going to move up the hill. But like Rick said, if you don't fix one of them, you'll never get any of it fixed. But I don't know if that's something,
It's number 9 right now, 116 White Highway.
Is that what that, okay.
That's this roundabout here.
Or signalization or something.
Kind of like, that's a good idea.
But in cost-wise, there's just not that much difference, really, is there with the, do you say like your signal was about $750,000?
Yeah, probably. It's something like this. It depends on storage lanes and turn lanes and all that. I will guarantee you, we're going to look long and hard if we have the space. The thing that limits you here is you may not have the space for a roundabout. But if you've got the space for a roundabout on these things, it's the way to go. Because right now, we're having trouble there at the base of the interchange by Brandon's Place and Walgreens and Menards traffic. That's just a big goat roping. It wasn't right when it was built. And it's not right now. And I'm working with Beth and Frank Miller. We have $108,000 in surface transportation program funds that, that's no longer a program, and it's a use it or lose it. I think we have about a year. I'm trying to get that done, but some of those places are served much better by roundabouts than they are by signals.
We were looking at putting one where Wildwood comes down to behind Tanger Mall down there where it says, really, you got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And the signal was similar price, but the roundabout bought so much of that land for the fill on all four corners, the cost of the real estate was so high, the roundabout was like 50%, 75% higher than the signal, just because the land acquisition was
more. Well, I know it doesn't, they don't seem that big until you start putting them in, but with having the flow lane, a yield lane on the Y and off the Y, and a little bit of the city has a little bit of space there to Charlie's parking lot. I think it'd come pretty darn close to making one fit without actually tearing anything down. But
The one there at Skaggs Hospital, we had to take out a convenience store, a laundromat, a hotel, and two homes to build that one. I got it in there.
Well, this one here, they could put the cannon right out in the middle of it.
Yeah.
They
got a crew or two.
Yep.
Dave, is there any plans for anything there at on the strip at where McDonald's is? I've heard River Mills.
The old Walmart, that corner?
Yeah.
The top secret plans?
Is that the top secret plan? Maybe there is, but you can't talk about it, or you'd have to kill us if you told us about it.
Yeah, it was all kinds of discussion, honestly. One is to take Forsyth and scoot it over the line of Walmart's entrance, which is like, The other is to take Walmart's entrance and scoot it over the line of Forsyth, which is marginal. And then the better idea is to take the Remount Drive at McDonald's and take it on over the hill and take it down and line up, kind of down by Tanger Ball there on Oak Creek Drive. And discussions are underway, but how we could do a land swap and all that kind of stuff.
But now that the strip is the city's responsibility, the county and the state don't get involved with it.
Right, we're trying to do a deal with that property owner. So it might happen.
Well, I know it's getting more tenuous there daily.
Yeah, the Forsyth Walmart maneuvers. Got to be a local that knew that one.
And it'll be interesting to see now that they're putting the new coaster in there, the slide. Mm-hmm. If that's popular, it's going to lead to more congestion.
Is that load at the bottom, though, David, or is that load at the top?
The top, you go down, and then it brings you back up, and you go down, and then it brings you back up.
Okay, so it does load from the top.
Travis, have you run it through the parameters on the east-west corridor and the transload facility? Have you started to do the analysis for the same parameters of all the other projects and run through the rate?
We started to. Transload, a lot of the categories don't apply, so we're basically having to cut out certain sections for that one. So that's why it's going to be
standard. Not that they don't apply, but they apply in a different way?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the parameters, you know, number of crashes, traffic count, stuff like that, obviously doesn't work. You know, economic advantages and environmental, I don't remember all of them now, but several of them.
Well, depending where it's located, those other factors would come into play. We haven't, we're just now looking at conceptually where it might be possibly located. Mm-hmm. But like if it's located at the downtown area, Old Town Hollister, you've got all kinds of traffic scenarios of trucks coming in there to get into it. If it's located out by the airport, you're going to have new access highway to get into it for the trucks to come in there. So eventually all those parameters will fit in there. I think more premature until we get a better sight on where prospects
are. I guess the way I was treating this is we're talking just the facility itself, kind of regardless of where it is, what it's doing for the county. Now, well, you're right. I mean, if it, wherever it ends
it's
up,
going
there
to create
improvements needed to get to it.
If it's not placed properly, then it's going to create a traffic scenario into itself. So,
but as far as coming up with, you know, traffic counts, you guys probably know better than me. I have no idea.
But we have to come up with a prospect site.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's going to be in line with, I'm going to say, the east-west corridor road is going to solve where the transport site goes. If there's no east-west corridor road, the transport site needs to go down to the airport. If there's an east-west corridor road where they can access down by our wastewater plant, because that goes right by it, then and that rail line is right there, there's a real easy place for a transport facility right there.
But it's hard to get to.
Well, it is today, but if the east-west corridor was, wouldn't be at all.
Where is the east-west corridor plan to intersect there? That
our wastewater plant, about 400 yards south of there.
South of that.
Yeah. Right there.
Less than a quarter mile south.
Less than a quarter mile, just right there.
And how fixed is that? Is that pretty well, if it goes through, that's where it could be?
Well, there's that big KMO power line that goes through there. And the east-west corridor road could use part of that easement. I mean, it's really a pretty easy way to go through there. And so that seems to be a path of least resistance. We're not taking it out away from farmland. We're not doing, because it's already an easement.